Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
I'm very excited about this word this morning, talking about our thoughts. It's very important to think right. Some of the things we said last time was following God. How many people want to follow God? Following God starts with following God in our thoughts. And by thinking in line with His Word, with the Word of God, the Bible, we are thinking in line with God. And the Bible tells us that we are to renew our minds with the Word of God. And we renew our minds with God's Word until His Word is our mind. I mean, it just completely changes our thinking around. You know, how many people know the way we think has a lot to do with the way we've been trained to think. Life has been training us. Well, now God, His Word, the B-I-B-L-E, wants to train us. And so that our thoughts now are in line with how God thinks. How God thinks. And we can get to the point where it's just normal. It's just natural to think supernaturally. To think the supernatural thoughts of God. So that when something happens in life, we just react not out of what we've learned and seen in the world by others, but we can react or respond to things by what we have seen and learned about in the Word of God. So it's vital. It's vital for us to get our minds renewed with the Word of God. Thank God we got the Bible, which is the inspired Word of God. The Bible has had over the hundreds, thousands of years, it has had many writers. But there's always only been one author. And that author is God. God's the author. He's just used a lot of people to write His material. But this is the Word of God. Such a supernatural word. And so we need to identify thoughts that are not God's thoughts. And the only way we can do that is we got to know God's thoughts through His Word. As you get over in the Word, you're going to be able to recognize, wait a second, this isn't a God thought. This is not a God thought. This is contrary to the way God thinks. If it's contrary to the Scriptures, it's contrary to the way God thinks, and therefore it's contrary to you. So guess what you need to do? Stop thinking that way. Immediately. And we got to get good at catching ourselves right away because, you know, like I said, we could be sitting in the middle of a church service and have all kinds of negative, ungodly thoughts. Thoughts about people, thoughts about the church, thoughts about this, thoughts about that. And a lot of times they go unchecked in people's minds. People just think these things through, and it's kind of like they think they have a right to think on these things. But you do not have a right to think on thoughts that are contrary to God. You don't have a right to do that. You can do that, but it's not the right thing to do. You have to deal with those thoughts. We need to identify those thoughts, and we need to cast them down, which is what the Bible tells us to do. And then you remember we went over to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, and in verse 8, I'll just review it real quickly. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever thing, and we looked at these words true, we looked at the synonyms, true can mean real. Whatever thing's real, in other words, not false, honest. Whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, fair, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So, regardless of who you're around, regardless of what you're involved in, we can find these things. We can find these things in ourselves. We can find these things in others. But a lot of times, you have to work at it. Because, as we said, negative thoughts, evil thoughts, ungodly thoughts come easily. Because we're in a earth that is full of darkness. And just like the earth is, the ground was cursed, and it's easy for weeds to grow. Nobody has to cultivate weeds. right? You got to fight them. And they're still persistent. You go out there, you cut the weeds out, you go down there to the root, and somehow you leave anything in there, boom, comes back again. And weeds just keep coming back. But if you want to have something that's nutritious, if you want to have something that's a blessing to you, you know, vegetables or something like that, you have to purpose to plant it. Then you got to weed around it, protect it, right? Water it, watch over it. I mean, there's work involved in bringing good things out of the earth, but bringing negative things out of the earth, that just happens. Same thing with thoughts. Same thing with thoughts. They're like, negative thoughts are like weeds. They're just going to keep coming. I might just let you know that right now. Doesn't matter how sanctified you are. Doesn't matter how long you walk with God. Negative thoughts, not thoughts that are contrary to God, they're going to keep coming. But thank God for the weed killer. And we can spray in our head. We can put God's word in there, identify those thoughts and kill them. Kill those thoughts. And plant good seed. God's word is likened to seed being sown. And so just like today, the word is being sown. I'm scattering seed up here. I'm scattering seed. Some's going to hit your chair. Some's going to hit your head. Some's going to hit your heart. Right? There's seed being sown. Well, we want to make sure we get it all. So some of you, there's some seed right in the chair. Now you need to grab that and throw that on. Some's at your feet. You need to pick that up. Throw that up there too. Make sure you get all the word that God's given to you today. Get it in there. Praise God. And then follow up on it. Don't just leave here and say, that was a good word, and then don't think about it ever again. No, now water it. Water it. Go back. Meditate on these things. Review these things. Cultivate the word that you have sown in you, or you have allowed to be sown in you this morning or whenever. Cultivate it. Protect it. Guard it. The Bible says that Satan comes immediately to steal the word that is sown in a person's heart. So Satan is very serious about the word. Very serious about the word that is sown into our hearts. And what does he do? He comes immediately to try to steal it. So if we don't protect it, just like the birds of the air will swoop down and get that seed, Satan will swoop down and steal that word out of your heart. So we want to hang on to it. Amen? So we got a purpose to do these thoughts. Purpose to cultivate these thoughts in our mind. If your thoughts are negative, you are not following God. Serious. I mean, just simple as that. You know? And I want to be found following God in all things. Why? Because he's always leading me in triumph. He's always leading me into the victory. I don't want to be found trying to lead myself. I want to be led by the Good Shepherd. Because he's going to lead me beside still waters, and he's going to restore my soul, and he's going to prosper my life. He's going to take good care of me. So we want to follow him. Well, with negative thoughts in our mind, we are not following him then in our thought life. We're not following him in our thought life. And of course, if it's in your thought, it's going to get in your mouth. It's going to get into your actions. It's going to get into your behavior. And so then we're not going to be following God in every area of our life. So we need to recognize that. Negative thoughts are serious business. We got to keep them out. A lot of times people, you know, life just isn't working out for them. They don't know why. Well, you're negative. Are you a negative thinker? Do you speak negative things? Well, if you do, life's not going to work out for you. So praise God, somebody just got an answer why things aren't working. God's thoughts generate peace in your mind, which results in a clear and unconfused mind. We're just reviewing. You have to be thinking on good things before you can believe and speak good things. So it all starts in your thought life. Thinking good thoughts about others gives us faith in them that we can pass on to them. We can pass faith on to them. God's good thoughts about you are more than all the grains of sand on the seashore. Wow. Somebody say, God's thinking about me. God's a thinker. God is a thinker. And he has lots and lots of thoughts. God doesn't just do things. He thinks things through. He is a thinker. And we see that throughout the scriptures. Amen. So we know that, of course, being born again, when you're born again, your spirit is made alive unto God. We are a spirit being. We have a soul, which is our mind, our will, our emotions. And we live inside these bodies. And so we talk a lot about the spirit of man because, first and foremost, that's who we are. We are spirits. We are spirit beings. And we need to really become more and more conscious of that. That we are spirit. The Spirit of God is here. He lives in us. We need to become sensitive to Him. Learn to be led by Him in all things in life. Understand that this physical world is temporary. It is passing away. It isn't forever. When we put off these bodies, we're still going on. The real you is gonna continue on. When you put off these bodies, when we die physically, it isn't like some kind of vapor comes out of us. And now we're it's not really us, it's like a vapor that's just kind of floating out there. No, you're not a little vapor right now, are you? No, you're a person. You're a real person. And that same person is who you are after you step out of your body. The body isn't the real you. And a lot of times people, you know, the body's more real to them than their spirit. So when they think about dying, that's a real tilt because it's like, well, what actually happens? What actually do I become? What am I like? What are we all going to be like? Are we going to recognize each other? People have all kinds of questions like that. And the answer is, of course, you're going to be exactly who you are. Except without the limitations of this physical body. And you're going to step out of these bodies and you're going to see into a realm that's been there the whole time. So why wait to step out of our body before we go, oh, and be shocked about what, you know, with what we see? Why not just start getting used to it now? Why don't we just let angels become real to us now? Why don't we just allow demons to become real to us now and start dealing with them now? Huh? And thank God Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil and to give you and I authority in his name over the devil. But if the devil's not really real to us, then we're never really going to use that authority over him. And he's still going to take advantage of us in life. And we're just going to blame it on somebody else. We're going to blame it on ourselves. We're going to blame it on circumstances. We're just going to blame it on, well, things just happen. Right? Things just happen. No, things happen on purpose. Bad things happen on purpose. There is a bad devil that wants to destroy your life. Jesus said he goes around seeking whom he may devour. He's a killer. He's a thief. And he's real. But we don't have to be afraid of him because we got authority over him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, but these things need to become more real to us. So, you know, when we do step out of our body, we're going to be like, look at the angel next to us. Hey, good to finally get to see you. Been aware of you the whole time, but man, now glad to be able to get to see you. These things need to be real to us right now. We are spirit beings. So we need to cultivate that understanding. We need to meditate on that and allow that to become more and more real to us. But the mind of man is a masterpiece of God. God created our minds in such an amazing way. Our minds, our brains are just amazing what they can do. And people don't realize how powerful thoughts are. Thoughts are extremely powerful. You know, you hear people belittle the mind by saying things like, oh, it's just in your mind. It's just in your mind. As though that really doesn't matter. As though that's not important. As though it's not even real. It's just in your mind. And the mind may be seen as immaterial. I believe a lot of people see it as immaterial. However, it is like a circuit board that links and coordinates the body's major systems and all its organs and cells in an intelligently orchestrated manner. The brain, it's just amazing how it is able to form and process thoughts. Thoughts and emotions are literally cellular signals that translate information into a physical reality. These are real things, you know, like a computer. You think of a computer, you store that information in there, but there's a whole process for those words to be able to be formed and those words to be able to be saved, right? They talk about, you know, how much memory do you have in your computer? See, that isn't just some kind of mystical, unreal thing. We know that when it comes to computers. There's how much memory is in there. And I'm not, you know, a real computer guru kind of guy, not by a long shot. But there's folks that they understand, obviously they've made it. There's people that have made these things. So they understand the intricate working of these things. And there are scientists and doctors that have a deeper understanding in how the mind works and the cortex and the glare gland and that, you know, I mean, all these different names and wild things, you know, are difficult to pronounce for some. But everything's named, and they understand that this side of the brain and this area holds this information, and this back here is what actually forms the information and connects and creates the emotions that, and it attaches to this, which affects your blood and your nervous system. And I mean, it's all intricately woven together by God. God has built this thing. And thoughts are not immaterial. They're not something that's not real. It's just a thought. Well, what do you mean it's just a thought? Thoughts are created. Thoughts are formed. Thoughts are very, very real. The formation of thoughts is a physical, biochemical, and neurological process. Now see, again, a lot of us, we don't think like this. We say, well, it's just a thought. Man, there's a lot to just that thought. There's a lot to it. And it's more physical and biochemical and neurological than we realize. It's more natural than we realize. Your thoughts have substance. They're not just unreal and immaterial. For example, when fear enters the mind as a thought, you experience physiological changes that occur all the way down to the cellular level. It affects every cell of your body. Think about it, just a thought. You have thought, a fearful thought, and it communicates. That thought literally communicates with every cell of your body. You have like billions of thoughts that have these receivers. They're like receivers that receive information. Your cells receive information. They have like these receivers built into them. This is amazing stuff. And when you have a fearful thought, it's communicated to all those cells and just begins to affect everything. I remember years, years, years back, I was in a certain place. I was at a meeting. Somebody began to say some things, and the devil had been building up some symptoms in my body and messing with me with some stuff. This person began to share some things, an experience they had, and they didn't mean to do it, but what ended up happening was it triggered some fearful thoughts. Fear hit me. Fear hit me. And when it did, here I am. I'm just sitting in my chair in a service. But when the fear hit me, When that fearful thought hit me, I began to feel my heart pounding. My mouth started drying up. The minister, his voice was getting further and further and further away. It was like I was beginning to sink inside myself. I was about to faint. I was about to pass out. And I looked down at my hand, and I mean white as a ghost, just like this tie. Man, that was my hand, just white as a ghost. And the guy next to me, he looked over at me, and he said, "Are you all right?" I said, "No." I was about to go, man. I knew I was going to pass out. I said, "No, get me water." I don't know why I thought water would help, but I was drying up. So he went, came back, gave me some water, and when I drank it, somehow the water revived me. And I didn't faint, thank God. Never have. But think about that. It was just a thought. Just a thought. And yet that thought had the power in seconds to completely overwhelm my entire, overwhelm every system of my body. To the point where I was being overloaded. The signals, I guess, that my body was receiving was just, it was on overload. I mean, there were lights flashing in there and everything. They said, there's a lot of things that are going on in us, 90% of which we're not conscious of. We're only conscious of maybe 10% of stuff. So you think about it. How much your body is working and all the things that are going on. And it all is connected with and starts with your mind. It starts with your thought life. So if we can have positive thoughts instead of fearful thoughts, if we can have God's thoughts, whoo. Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." Proverbs chapter 4 says that God's words are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Your body, these words will affect your body. Another translation says, it's medicine to your body. God's word, it's like releasing medicine, preventive medicine in your body. It'll heal cells. Come on. It'll correct things in your body. If you can replace fear thoughts with thoughts of faith, it would change everything about you. Come on, change everything about you. Change everything that's on the inside of you for the good. It'll lengthen your days. He said it'll add length of days to you. Well, it will. Why? Because God's word puts God's thoughts in your mind, which causes faith to come in our heart and just causes every cell of our body to be saturated with peace. Where we're not worried about anything any longer because we got faith in God. Hallelujah. God is taking care of business. God's got me covered. When something happens, we don't get in fear. We go, God knew that was going to happen before it happened. So we start responding to things with God's thoughts in our mind. We've renewed our mind. Something happens, we don't, Charlie! What do you think that's doing to you? What do you think it's doing to Charlie? Right? And then you get Charlie going, what, Margaret? Charlie, what happened? There's a roach on the floor. Thanks, Margaret. And it's not good for you. Fear is not good for you. Somebody said, that gets me in fear just thinking about it, because I deal with fear. I understand that. But we got to replace the fear with words of faith. That's going to come by renewing our mind with God's thoughts. And your body, because of these things, your body literally reflects your thought life. Because again, how you're thinking is affecting. It's affecting your cells. It's affecting everything about you. And so if you don't like the condition of your body, thank God you can turn it around. You can turn it around by thinking thoughts that'll promote health, promote healing in your body. Bad thoughts are equivalent to toxic waste. It's just in your mind. It's just a thought. It's poison. If it's negative, if it's ungodly, if it's evil, it's like poison in your system. We have to take it serious. Bad thoughts, why don't you just say that with me? Say, bad thoughts are equivalent to toxic waste. Don't let the devil fill your head with toxic waste. See, we start recognizing how serious thoughts are. Then we won't accept a lot of stuff that's breaking us down and destroying us. Messing up our days. Messing up our life. We'll stand up against it and say, that's toxic waste. I mean, don't allow somebody to come up to you and go, hey, did you hear about me? You gotta realize those words are glowing with some kind of green toxic energy. But you know what most people do? What? What did they say? Did they really? They take those thoughts in, and then they wonder why they get depressed. Then they wonder why they have a tough time walking in love. Why God feels like a million miles away. Because they're walking around feeling ugly, acting nasty. My mind is not someone else's trash can. Don't pass by me and toss your trash in my head. Come on. The lid is closed. The lid is closed. You should always have a lid on your trash can. I hope you all have a lid on your trash can at home. Have a lid over your mind. You got to guard your mind. You got to guard your thoughts. Because those thoughts, those negative thoughts, they get in your mind and they become your thoughts. And now you start dealing with these things. Next thing you know, it gets stored back here in your memory, down here by the cortex and the over, all that kind of stuff. I'm not a scientist. But it gets lodged in there. And a lot of stuff we just think is just passing by, but it gets lodged in there. And then stuff starts coming up later on. That I wonder, where in the world did this come from? Well, remember last month? And when you're just feeding on those words, those thoughts, those things, you got to protect what enters your thoughts through your ears, through your eyes, what you say. You got to watch what's going on in your mind. Don't turn your mind over to the devil. Say, the devil can't have my mind. And really, that's where the battlefield is. The battlefield is in the area of your mind. That's where Satan will attack you in your thoughts. Because like I said, if he can get his thoughts in your mind and he can get them lodged in there, then he can affect your life. He'll affect how you see things. He'll affect how you react to things. And you won't react God's way if you're full of all these negative things. Now, there's no doubt everybody here has a certain amount of negativity that has already been stored in there. Whether things done to us, things we've allowed in, things we've involved ourselves in, these things have gotten in there, gotten into our memory. But thank God, there's ways to wash all that. There's ways to cleanse yourself of all those things. For one, I think of 1 John 1:9. He says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, you know, I came to God. I came with issues. I was saved. I was excited about Jesus. I loved God. But man, I had negative thoughts in my mind that really worked me up, got me upset, and I responded to a lot of things like Bruce Lee would. Because I had filled myself up with a lot of Bruce Lee movies. I really loved Bruce Lee. You know, that was my thing. I was in the martial arts. I really enjoyed Bruce Lee movies. I got to the point where I was able to talk like Bruce Lee, where my mouth was moving and my voice was at a different pace.
Hey, you want to fight? Fight me. You think you're bad. Yeah, come after me, and I'll show you.
I'd come home from school, Channel 5, man. After school, they had all those nice Chinese-made karate movies. Loved them. Really renewed my mind with them. I mean, I had Bruce down to a science. And so, you know, you reacted to things, but now I'm saved. I'm like, Jesus, I don't want to react like this. So the first thing I did is I confessed it, because it's sin. Stinking thinking causes stinking actions, and I repent, Lord, forgive me for that. And he'd forgive me and cleanse me from that thing. He began to, every time I'd confess it, every time I'd face it, you got to face your thoughts. You got to face your fears. Don't run from your fears. Don't suppress them. Don't hide them. No, I don't think any bad things. I don't think, I'm not afraid of anything. No, that's not what we're supposed to do. You got to face your fears. Face those negative things. Face your sins. Identify them and call them out. That's a big part to getting victory over. You all got negative stuff up there. I don't need a show of hands to see if you have some negative stuff up there. You all got negative stuff up there. Thank God you can overcome it. You can overcome it, and you can wash it to the point where it's not, it doesn't affect you anymore. It's not a part of who you are anymore. It's not how you respond to things anymore. And so you confess it, you identify it, you call it out. Negative thoughts. I mean, even negative thoughts. God, take them serious. Call them out. I'm going to say, you have to get up and tell everybody, I just had a negative thought. And I just want to call it out right now. No. You could do this just between you and God. You go home and talk to Jesus about it. We don't really want to hear it. Love you, but I don't want to hear your negative thoughts. Face the thing, call the thing out, confess it. And then just by the Spirit of God, I knew this. Again, I was newly saved. I just newly saved. But I knew to go to the Bible and find out what the Bible said about these things. So I'd go to the Bible and I'd look at things that pertain to what I was dealing with, what kept reoccurring. And I would go to Scripture on it. I said, Lord, forgive me. And I'd go to Scriptures on it. And it got to the point, I looked up some Scriptures, and I was going to the Scriptures regularly. And I'd look at the Scriptures, and I'd read them out loud. Think on them, meditate on them. And I would do that, confess it, and meditate on Scripture that dealt with that thing. You understand what I'm saying? And I did that and did that and did that until all of a sudden it just literally washed that thing completely out of my life. Very quickly, too. I mean, I don't know. I was newly saved at some point. But if I'm looking back, it would seem like maybe within 6 months, something that was a part of my life was gone. Wasn't a part of my life anymore. And I started having a completely different response to the circumstances of life than I was having before. Now, instead of acting like Bruce Lee, I was acting more like Jesus Christ. And he's a whole lot better. I got news for you. Jesus is a whole lot better than Bruce. But I started responding more to things like he would, according to the Word of God, with peace, with peace. But you see, again, you got to work this thing. Take your thought life serious. Take it serious. Thoughts are real. They have substance to them. They really exist. It's not just something that does not exist and it's not real. It's just a thought. No, it's real. It's real. And it's physical. It gets into, it affects every physical part of your being. It affects your personality. It affects you emotionally. So understand that and take it serious and begin to call those thoughts out, judge those thoughts, renew your mind with God's word, washing those thoughts, changing those thoughts with God's word. Now again, this isn't something, it's just driving me crazy if I got to think about my thoughts all the time. No, this just flows. The Holy Spirit is our helper. That's what being saved is all about. That's what being born again is all about. It's about being connected to God, the Holy Spirit, who is now our helper, our strengthener, our teacher. He's the one that's with us to lead us and guide us. And so he'll help you with this stuff. This isn't something you got to try to do on your own, but you do have to take it serious. You do have to take it serious. And we're not just going to let negative thoughts get into our mind. Now, again, like I just shared last time, you can't stop the birds from flying over your head. And you can't stop negative thoughts from coming. You can't stop evil thoughts from coming. You can't stop it. You just say, you can't stop the birds. If you go outside and you're trying to avoid birds flying over your head, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to ever want to go outside. Right? That's going to make going outside tough. Oh, I think it's a bird. You can't stop the birds from flying over your head, but you could stop them from building a nest in your hair. You could stop them from doing that. You know, birds come down with their twigs, and they land on the branch, and they start sewing the twig into the branch, and then they go get another twig, and they come, and they start building this nest. All right? Now, you don't have to sit there like a tree that's got no ability to do anything about the bird. It's like, I can't take it. No, thank God you don't have to do that. You can identify it. You know, one of the ways of dealing with the devil is just call him out. I know that's you. Get out in Jesus' name. Pick him off. Scares him. The Bible says the demons believe in Jesus. They believe in God and they tremble. They tremble. So if they know that you know. See, the devil's whole thing is he works in darkness. He works in secret. So as soon as you put the light on him, he is a spirit of fear. He is terrified. And so he doesn't want to be identified. He doesn't want to be called out. One of the ways to just deal with him is just call him out. I know that's you, devil. Try to mess with me. Try to put a symptom on me. Get out in Jesus' name. But if you just sit there and you're ignorant of the devil and you just go, oh, it's the season. It's the season to be sick. It's going around. Everybody's getting it. I was so afraid I was going to get it. And every cell of your body goes, he was afraid he was going to get it. Here it comes. Everybody get ready. Receive sickness. But if you stand there and go, no, 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 no. Sickness is a work of the devil. Now you read your Bible. It's Old Testament, New Testament. Sickness is not a work of God to perfect us. It's a work of the devil. Acts chapter 10. Jesus Christ went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. And we say he healed every kind of sickness and every kind of disease among the people. And the Bible refers to it as demonic oppression. It's demonic oppression. That's what it is. So we have to recognize that. Get out in Jesus' name. That don't run in my family anymore. I'm in the family of God. Hallelujah. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. My blood is right because I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. See, those thoughts, that faith, that believing tells your body, tells your immune system, we're strong. We don't get diseases. Disease has no place in us. That's not a part of us. And they what? Resist it. Bible says resist the devil and he'll, if you just resist him, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Well, you resisting the devil means all of you. Let's get the cells of your body to resist the devil by communicating to, remember they got these receivers, billions of cells with these receivers receiving information. These thoughts that have come and communicate to the cell. And then the cell figures out what to do based on the thoughts that are coming. I mean, they got this stuff figured out in science. It's amazing. It agrees right along with the Word of God. So why don't you just communicate to yourselves, we don't get diseases. We don't get sick. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, which includes every sickness and disease, both written and not written in the book of the law. Jesus bore it on the cross for me. He became that for me. I don't get sick. See? And what are you doing? You are communicating those thoughts to every cell of your body to rise up, and your immune system will stand up like Samson. These antibodies, you know? You got these things called antibodies, right? And you put the word of God in your thoughts, and your antibodies rise up and go, hey, you want a piece of this? And it goes up to sickness and disease. Wah! Oh, there I go again. There I go again. I thought I had that all out of my system. But your cells, you know? Sickness just goes, ah. Just leaves. You resist it. Just resist the devil. He'll flee. He's a scary devil. He's a scary devil. But you got to recognize him. You got to call him out. Come on. That's not a God thought. That's a devil thought. You resist it. All right? So thoughts are going to come. That's no big deal. Thoughts come. Thoughts go. They just let, you know, we're always going to have thoughts flying around us. But we're not going to let stuff lodge in our minds. We're going to resist that. We're going to resist that. And we're going to build up a resistance to negative, evil, ungodly thinking. We're going to build up a resistance to it. No, I'm not entertained by that. No, I don't meditate on that. No, I don't think that's funny. We talk, we communicate, call it out, communicate to it. Go. Now, again, this thought's running around all the time. We're not going to pay attention to that. I'm talking about stuff that's trying to rest in your head, cause it to become a meditation. We're going to get quick to cast those things down. Amen? Keep our minds pure. And I love what the Bible says. It says, perfect peace to those whose minds are stayed on him. Acknowledging him in all our ways. Our minds have been renewed so that we think in line with his word. What's it going to be? Perfect peace, which is going to affect every area of our life. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Come on, let's stand on our feet this morning. Thank the Lord.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org. And you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.